Great. So yeah, lots of interesting stuff, and yeah, quite right that stuff can begin to stir, and that's perfectly normal. So let's get on to the sort of second part, which is looking at the impact of these sort of money energies. So you've elicited the seven money energies, which is kind of in a way what how you're perceiving money and how you're reading that right now. So the next step really is to make that useful by widening the aperture. We're going to look at what is the impact of running these projections. What's the impact? What's the global cookie cutter we're going to come to for the energies that these create? Again, it's similar to call one, where we were looking at the sort of the wholeness of the tapestry of the natural abundance. But now we're going to look at the wholeness of your money energies, or more accurately, we're going to look at the impact of those projections as a whole. Again, I think I mentioned it last week about the prism. It is a bit like, you know, these are the facets through which the light shines, and it creates a certain form or shape with the light. In the same way, these projections form, you know, your experience with money. But again, it comes back to a few simple sentences and some mindless sentence completion. They are very much like last week's, but there are slight differences. So we're going to get through there. I've just seen an email come in from Angela, who's must have fallen off the call. Let me have a quick look on my screen. She has just need to call back in. Let me go through this, and then I'll see if I can help her come back in. And who's she working with? Thank you. I can see. So we'll do that in a minute. Okay. Oh, there we are, back in. I was just saying, Angie, that you know, she dropped off, saw your email come in, thinking, how can I support you? But great, you're back in. You're on mute. Claire's sorting out, putting you back in your group. So it's, again, very similar to before. So what's going to happen? I'll give you the instructions. On this occasion, I'll take Mandy through this as well, as we started with Mandy here. If that's okay with you, Mandy. And then you'll get to do it yourselves. So you're being taken through, as ever in this part of the phase. You just need to close your eyes, listen to your partner, and your partner's going to read back those seven energies. So they'll already have made a note of them, so they've got them to hand. And then you're just going to complete the sentences, and there's four sentences in this case. So facilitators, you're going to read back the seven energies, the seven money energies. If you can preface that with, these are your money energies, again, it's about just setting the context. So these are your money energies, blah, 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 blah. And then complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. And again, like last week, it's when I weave these strands together, but the change in the first sentence, rather than I am, it becomes, when I weave these strands together, money is, and then whatever pops out. And again, just like last week, we're going to use that first one in the second sentence, which then becomes, when money is, whatever popped out in the first one, it brings, second one, whatever pops out. Write that one down, use that in the next one. When money brings, that previous answer, it causes, complete the sentence, that's the third one, use the third one in the next one. When money causes, whatever, life gives me, and there we go, that's the one we're looking for, number four, complete the sentence. So as you've done that before, hopefully that's pretty clear. I'll just say those sentences again, and then we can move down and do an example. Gina's got a question, so I'm just going to quickly go to her. Yeah, G.
Don't worry, you've already said it. You're going to say it again. I just missed some of it, so.
Yeah, I'll go through it again now. Then you'll get the demonstration. So in that time, you should be able to pick up. And if you don't, just let me know, and I'll do it for you. Okay. So quickly, those sentences will be: when I weave these strands together, money is number one. When money is number one, it brings whatever pops out is number two. When money brings number two, it causes first thought is number three. When money causes, number three, life gives me, number four. Okay. So, another hand up. Gee, that's you again.
Yeah, sorry. Can you go slowly? I'm just losing it. So I've got, when I weave these strands together, money is.
Yep.
When money is X, then what? I didn't get the rest of it. Sorry?
It brings. It brings.
It brings, yeah.
And then when
yep.
money brings, it causes.
Hang on. Yep.
When money causes, life gives me, and there you go.
Life gives me, okay, great.
Great, and I bet you're not the only one who was not quite getting it, so that's great, you put your hand up.
Yes.
Fab. Okay, so Mandy, let me give you the mic. You up for this, Mandy?
Okay, yep.
Let me just grab your, I need your list of 7 money energies. Okay, so remember to preface it with these are your money energies, just for everyone. Okay, here we go. So Mandy, these are your money energies. Beauty, yumminess, protection, power, God, stability, fear. So complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. When I weave these strands together, money is...
complex.
Beautiful. When money is complex, it brings...
richness.
When money brings richness, it causes...
fullness.
Is that fullness?
Fullness, yeah.
F-U-L, yeah?
Yes.
Great. So when money causes fullness, life gives me...
joy.
Great. So again, very positive track there. Not everybody might have that.
Wow. I'll see how that comes. You should have seen my abundance energies last week. They weren't like that.
Well, again, you've been doing MPAs, haven't you? So it's very fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So again, now last week, if you remember, we MPA'd the last one. We're not going to do that today because the payoff comes later. But that's the next section, very simply. You just run your partner through those 4 lines. You're going to get 4 sort of money impact energies, if you like. So in your case, Mandy, so you've got them. It's complex, richness, fullness, and then the last one is joy. So in a way, that's what you do with money in a way. So right now, you've got pretty cool money energies. When you sort of go through money, it gives you joy or brings you joy. Fab. All right.
Yeah, super.
Thank you, Mandy. Excellent. So you get to take Charlotte through it and then chat, I guess. And I think what I'll do is what we'll do is in the second half, we'll shift it around so that Mandy and Charlotte get a chance to sort of do the work together as well. So any questions? Deki, you've got a question, so I'm going to bring you the mic. Yeah, Deki.
Thank you. I wasn't quite sure if we are meant to run that final one in the regular NPA process, or if you said not to and to just do it later on our own.
You can do it later on your own. You're not going to do it today on the call because we're going to keep going and take this further. There'll be plenty of NPA to come very shortly. So we'll do that. Good question, though. Great. Okay. So if you're all good to go, again, any questions during the thing, just raise your hand and I can come in and sort you out. Otherwise, let me just select you all. Do the breakout group. Okay, off you go. As ever, please press your number 3 when each of you is finished so I get a sense of where you're at. Enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.